morning, we're continuing Chayodim, a Klal Samachis. We're starting Simen Chaf Aleph. Simen Chaf Aleph is a wide-ranging Simen, and the Chayodim starts with one halacha, and he then makes a connection to another halacha. We're going to try and clarify both sets of halacha. The first thing the Chayodim says is the rule of Malin B'Kodesh B'Olam Rishon. Items of Kedusha, you're allowed to take them and you're allowed to raise them up to a higher level of Kedusha, but you cannot do the opposite and take something which has Kedusha and lower it down to a lower level of Kedusha. The Chayyarim brings a pasuk to see b'smachtoyis ha-chatim o'ele b'nav she'som that by the story of Adas Karach, the 215 people brought Ketores, those items, the incense burners that they used to be master of the Ketores, were used for a purpose of an act of hakrava to Hashem, and since they were kodesh, we cannot reduce them to a lower level than that. But the pasuk says they were taken to be used as a layer on the mizbeach; they were attached to the mizbeach as a cover. Vayikdashu, but so loymer. So the pasuk means to say kibin shikvar niskachu also l'ridin, since they've been used for a level of kedusha to be makiv k'taris. So you cannot then move them down to use them for anything else. This is a Gemara in Menachos and Apsarites, and the Gemara brings this drasha to tell me the halacha that you could go up in levels of kedusha. The Gemara actually brings a different pasuk to tell me the halacha ben meridin. The Gemara makes two different drashas. One halacha is that you cannot be married something from kedusha. And another pasuk tells me that you could be mala something for kedusha. So both of them are need a separate drasha. Means I could argue the halacha tells me that you can't be married means you can't go down. Maybe you can't change it at all. You have to leave it where it is. So malan tells me that you could go up. If I just know the halacha of malan, I wouldn't know there's an isser to be married. So we need two drashas. Now the interesting question which we have is, when we have these two drashas, which one is the ikar? Is the main thing that you should be not be married, but if you want to move it to something which is of equal kedusha, that's okay. But the halacha is that you need to be dafka be mala it, and therefore even something of an equal level of kedusha is not going to be acceptable. And this is going to be a machlokes rishonim, as we will see. So this is the first area of the halacha that the Chayyarim touches on. This rule of mala mekadosh v'la meridin. The Chayyarim then moves into that this generates the halacha. If you have something which has kedusha on it and it wears out, you can't transfer it to any other level in the usage. So the result is going to be that you have a halacha of geniza that you have to be gunis, that you have to put it away into what we call shemus. So the flow is, seemingly the flow is the following. Had we not had this rule, after you finish using it for kedusha purposes, you can use it for other purposes. But since we have this rule that we can't do that, so we're forced to then find some way to halachically dispose of it. So we have the halacha of geniza. There are other understandings of the need for geniza as well. The pasuk says that there was a mitzvah to destroy the avodah zarah from Eretz Yisrael. You should destroy not only the item, but even their name from the fact that they exist, their name from the place, referring to Eretz Yisrael. You cannot do so to Hashem. There's an issur to be moichik Hashem Hashem, to erase Hashem's name. There's an issur deraisa to do that. So we refer to Shemos, what the Gemara actually refers to as Geniza, we refer to it colloquially as Shemos, because it has a Shem Hashem in it. Since it has a Shem Hashem in it, there's an issur of being moichik it, and therefore you're forced to find some proper way to put it away, that it shouldn't be, that Hashem's name should not be inadvertently erased from the item. So that would be a separate reason why we need to have geniza. But the Chayyarim is tying in the din of geniza to the loch of Malam HaKadosh Bula Meridin. So we're going to do the following. We're going to clarify the halachas of Malam Kaddish Ulam Aridin, and then we will move into the halachas of Geniza, which the vast majority of the rest of the siman does discuss the halachas of Geniza, etc. And we have to then define what's considered a Davar Kaddish, which will go back to the rules of Malam Kaddish Ulam Aridin. So he does come back to the Din of Malam Kaddish Ulam Aridin later on in the siman. And meanwhile, we will have a good day.